Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Ches. We're starting from the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Hamoicha Yayin L'chaveirei, someone who sells wine to his friend V'hichmetz, and it becomes spoiled, it becomes vinegar. Eina Chayev Barchayusai, he's not Chayev because that's not his fault. He didn't sell him Chayimitz, he sold him wine. The fact it came Hichmetz is not his fault. But if he knows that his wine becomes vinegar, and he sold it to him anyway, because he should have known, it's understood that this wine is old to become vinegar, so he shouldn't have sold it stam, it's a mekach tais, and he has to pay back the money that he got. So the Gemara says about this, the din of Eina Chayev Achiyus is only when the Lekeach went and took the wine from the Meicha's barrels and put it into his own barrels. Then it's not the Meicha's fault that it became vinegar. Mashayin Kain, if it stayed in the Meicha's barrels, then he could say, Hachamecha Kan Kanach. And the Rishbam explains, because even if wine is perfectly good and it became vinegar, there must have been something in the wine that makes it become vinegar. Wine becoming vinegar only happens when there is an inherent problem with the wine. If there wouldn't be that inherent problem with the wine, it would never become vinegar. But that's only if it stays in the barrel. If it stays in the barrel, nothing's going to change unless there was an inherent problem with the wine. But if you put it in a new barrel, could be this barrel was the wrong type of barrel for the wine, had a bad reaction to the barrel, and therefore that's why it became vinegar. That's a chilip between kankanim de meicher and kankanim de lekeach. The Rishbam learns this way. The Rishbam learns that the vart of kankanim de lekeach means that it might have had a bad reaction to the lekeach's barrels. And Taisus also learns that way, both here and earlier, and after Tzadik Vav Ben Aleph, and Tzadik Vav Ben Beis, that the problem is the barrels itself, like the Lashon and the Gemara. The other Rishonim there, of that Tzadik Vav, they say it's not a vart of the reaction to the specific barrel. That's not the vart. The vart is the pouring. Pouring the wine causes it to spoil. The Ramban says it's a Mefurish Pasuk. It's in Yirmiyah, Perik Memches, Pasuk Ger Aleph, that says that by Mayav, that Mayav is Shani Mayav min Urev Ashakadu al Shmarav, Lehurek mi Kli al Kli, it wasn't poured from one Kli to the other Kli, Umigal Lehalach, Alkein Omet Tamay by Verecha Lenomar. It's comparing Mayav to wine, and saying that because Mayav stayed in the same Keli, it didn't go to Golas, it wasn't poured from one Keli to the other Keli, therefore it has the same taste and the same smell. Mefurish in the Pasuk that pouring a wine from one Keli to another Keli can affect the freshness, the taste, and the smell of the wine. And this will be negay later in the Cheshbon. But Al Kolpanim, Rabbi Yisrael ben Bechanina tells you that when the wine is in the same barrel, then it is the Mekach Tais, because the wine should not have spoiled. There must have been some reason, there must have been something wrong with the wine beforehand, and that's why it spoiled. Mashiach, when you poured it into a different barrel, could be, the Rashbam says the barrel itself causes spoilage, the Rishonim say the pouring causes spoilage, but then there doesn't necessarily have to be anything inherently wrong with the wine. So the Gemara says, even if there was an inherent problem with the wine, but why does he have to be responsible for becoming vinegar later? Who said you were supposed to keep it? And like the Rishbam says, stam, when you buy wine, you don't necessarily want to keep it for longer. And if you wouldn't keep it for longer, so the inherent problem that caused the wine to spoil wouldn't have affected you at all, because you would have finished it long before it spoiled. He says, even according to Rav, that says that when you buy a shor v'chavev and imsa nachen, you could tiny buddha for charisha, it's because there's a rave. Here there's no rave that you're going to keep the wine around for a long time. So the Gemara says, the amalei lemikvah, that he said he needs it for cooking. I mean, you need it for cooking, it has to keep for a long time. You don't use so much for cooking. So male, the wine will be around for a long time. And the Gemara says, the hechik that he had, that the Mishnah was talking about, the amalei lemikvah, was because the Sefer says, yimidua sheyena yamach metzareze mekach tais, if he knows that his wine is all to spoil, so it's a mekach tais. And the Rabbi Yis Mechanina learns, even in the kankanim de lekech, because since the wine anyway always spoils, so Vaisley says, it's a problem with the wine. We don't assume then that the problem was because you put it in the kankanim de lekech. But then again, you have the question, so what, the wine spoils, but that's eventually. Who says you're going to keep it around that long? Elamai, the Sefer Masmi, that he said lemikvah. He said clearly he's going to keep it around for a long time. So the Reisha has to be talking about lemikvah. And then Rabbi Yishmael Kinnan says that if you kept it in the original barrel, then even if you don't know that the yayin is machmitz, but that the fact that it was machmitz shows that it was all to be machmitz, and therefore it's a mekach tais. That's Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Hanina. Upliga the Rafkiya Bar Yosef, Dom Rafkiya Bar Yosef, Chama Masa the Gavagorim, Shenema Afke Yayim Blegid Yeva Yor. Rafkiya Bar Yosef says that even if it's in the same barrel, but that doesn't prove that this wine was supposed to be Machmas all the time, because wine works with the Masli de Gavra. So, could be this guy. He was a Gavra Yor, and he's had the Masl that his wine spoils. So, Mela, it's not a riot that the wine was defective, and Mela, even in that case, it's not a mekach tais. Ad kan the sugya. So the Yishayim will discuss how this sugya here stems with the sugya earlier on Daf Tzadik Hei. I mean on Daf Tzadik Vav. How does it stem with the sugya earlier on Daf Tzadik Vav? The sugya there says, Hamaychach avis yayin lechavei v'chmitza. If you sell wine to your friend, then it becomes vinegar. Amarav kol gimel yam shayin v'shus meichem mekan v'elech v'shus lekech. The whole first 3 days, we assume that it was already vinegar, because wine takes at least 3 days to become vinegar. After that, it's b'shus lekech. And even during the first 3 days, it's not a mekach tais, because chamra kafid demari shavar. So there's different pshatim, what chamra the kafid demari shavar, like we're going to explain. The Rishbam says that what Shmuel is saying is the same thing where Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef is saying that Chaimer Mazel de Gavagar. That's all what Shmuel meant. And the Rishbam holds in the Chinami. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, not like Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Shmuel holds that a lekech can never go and say the wine you gave me became vinegar. It's your fault it was defective wine. Because Mazel de Gavra. Now Shmuel is being mechadish more. Shmuel is being mechadish. Even within 3 days he could say that. And Rav is just saying one yisayin. That if it becomes chaymetz within 3 days, that's for sure that the wine was already in the process of becoming chaymetz at the time of the sale, and it's a mekach tais. But Rav could easily shim with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Rishbam says that even Rav, if you put in the kanan de lekech, even within 3 days, it could become chaymetz. That's a chiddush that the Rishbam says. And Rav was talking about kanan de meicher. Well, this Mishnah could be talking about after 3 days. And after 3 days, then there's a chilek in kanim de meicher. You don't assume the wine was defective, and the kanim de lekech you do assume was defective. That's all if it's after 3 days. If it's within 3 days, then it vaday was chaymetz before. Al kapanim, according to the Rishbam, Shmuel is saying the same thing as Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef at the chamer mazel de gavregarim, and he's just being mechadash that even within 3 days you say that mazel de gavregarim. But Ravi Shainim don't learn like the Rishbam. They don't learn the Chamra Kafid Demari Shavar means Mazel de Gavagar. They say the Gemara used a different Lashon. And also here, the Gemara should have said that Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina was Pligi Ashmuel, not just Pligi Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. So there's another Tup Shatim in Shmuel. Either it means, like Taisus says, the carrying, the tiltal, the nanua, the fact that you're shaking the wine around, that's Goyim that it should become Chaymus within 3 days. Or, like we'll see another Pshat, pouring it. The pouring it from one kli to another kli, then can be gerim that it can become chaymetz within 3 days. So what's bothering the Rishayim is, the Rishayim want to stem Shmuel, because he passed like Shmuel, with their base of Rabbi Chanina, because they want to say that we passed like a base of Rabbi Chanina. And Shmuel says that it's a lekech's fault, the kafin de gavreshover, it's a tiltal, the nanu of the lekech that's causing it to become chaymetz. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina is saying that any time it's bekankanim de meicher. Yeah, you say that the wine was defective. We don't say it's the lekech's fault. How does Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina shtim with Shmuel? So the Baal Amar says simply that Agamar is talking about, well, you didn't shake it around. Well, you didn't shake it around. When you shook it around, that's the same thing like a kanim de lekech, and even within 3 days, it could become chaymetz. But Agamar is talking about, well, you didn't shake it around. The Raja brings a raiva that says similarly, he says, a kat for the gav shava means when you carry it on your shoulder, then it shakes around. If you carry it carefully with a stick, then it doesn't shake around. So all Shmuel is saying, that Rav is saying a klal, that within 3 days it can't become chaymetz. Shmuel says, no, if you shake it around, it could become chaymetz. But Agamara here is talking about you didn't shake it around. So then, b'kankanim d'meicha, it shows you that the wine was defective. Mashenkin kankanim d'lekeach, that alone could be a reason why it became chaimitz. But other rishayim hold, right? Rishayim hold as a shikul deichik. To learn, Agamara is talking about a different case where you didn't shake it around. Agamara says, stamp. So the Rif has two Mahalchim. The Ramban explains it very stark, both in the Melchamis and in the Chedushim. He explains the two Mahalchim of the Rif. First Mahalch of the Rif, and this is the same what Taisa says in his first Teretz, the Andav Tzadik Vav, and also the Ramban says Rav Haigayin holds this way, that the Gemara there was talking about you didn't say L'mikvah. When you didn't say L'mikvah, so then any time it becomes Chaimitz, you could say L'yibayalach L'shuhuyeh. Unless it was in the process of becoming Chaimitz already, that's what Rav says, Kol Gimel Yomim is B'shus Meicher. But Shmuel says, no, that wasn't necessarily in the process of becoming Chaimitz. It's the shaking that makes it Chaimitz. So when you shake it around, you have to drink it right after you shake it. If you leave it, then, even if it's 3 days, you have to finish it up quicker than 3 days. So you can't tie the mekach tais. Mashenkin and Gemara, like it says, it's Tomei Yesed L'mikvah. When you said L'mikvah, you can't tain on me. Why did you shake it around? The shaking made it chaymetz. Even the shaking is only going to make it chaymetz if it's already defective. Vaisa says, I. The kankanim de lekeach could make it chaymetz even if it's not defective. So pouring in the kankanim de lekeach, that could make it chaymetz even if it was never defective. Mashenkin, the shaking won't make it chaymetz unless it was already defective. So that's why in that Gemara you didn't say L'mikvah. So in that Gemara Shmuel says, even if it was defective, but L'yibayalach L'shuyeh. It's within 3 days, so Vaisis was already Chaimetz? No. Even within 3 days, Akad for the Gavashav for the shaking, it can make a Chaimetz even within 3 days. But that's only if you didn't say L'mikvah. If you said L'mikvah, so then you should be getting wine which the shaking won't make it into Chaimetz. So Mela, when you said L'mikvah, it's not a tiny kind for the Gavra Shover. So what the Sheik made a Chaimetz? How goofy, that shows a defect in the wine that the Sheik made a Chaimetz, and I don't have a tiny of L'yibayalach L'shuyeh, and Mela, like a tiny Mekach Tais. My Sheik, when I poured in the Kankanim de L'keach, so that doesn't show any defect in the wine. That's the first Malach of the Rif. That's also Taisus over there, and that's Rav Haigayin. The second Malach of the Rif, and as I use Mashma very clear in the Rambam, holds it a kafir the gavra shover, like we said before, that means pouring it into another kli. That's what it means, not shaking around. That's kankanim de lekech. So the two gemaras are saying the same thing. Whenever it's a kankanim de meicher, you could always tie in a mekech tais. Anytime it didn't pour into a different kli, vice tais is defective wine. Now, vas, if it doesn't happen right away, it's only when I said lemikvah, because even if it was defective, I should have drinking it like by lech l'shiyeh. But if I say L'mikvah, so at any time it's in the Kankanim de Meicher, it's a Mekach Tais. Shmuel that said Chamra Akav for the Gavashava means Kankanim de Lekech. That's his chat. So since it's Kankanim de Lekech, that's what Shmuel's being Mechanish there, that even within 3 days it could become Chaimetz if you pour it to another Keli. So Kunde Shmuel saying the same thing as Rebbe Yisrael Chanina, being Mechal to Kankanim de Meicher and Kankanim de Lekech. So, b'kitzur, we have four pshatim, had to stim the two sugyas together. The Gemara here, the Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina makes a chiluk in Kankanim de Meicher and Kankanim de Lekeach, and Rabbi Chiya B'Yosef says that it's all mazli de gavra garim. And the Gemara earlier, that Rav says, Teich gimel yom mitzal meicher mikam ve'elch zekeach, and Shmuel says, even Teich gimel yom chamra kafe de gavra shavar. We have the Rishbam that learned Shmuel like Rabbi Chiya B'Yosef. And that's how the two sugya shtim. That Shmuel holds mazel the gavra garim, just like Rabbi Chiya ben Yosef. That's what he's saying. And that he's just being mechadish that it works even within the 3 days. We have the balamar that Shmuel means the tiltle of the wine. And Agamar is talking about where there was no tiltle. So when this tiltle, that alone can make it chaymetz. When there's no tiltle, Rabbi Yisrael Mechanina is saying that the kanim de lekech can make it chaymetz. Pouring it to the kanim kech make it chaymetz. But if it's in Kanem de Meicher, Vaisis, it was defective before. We have the first Malach of the Rif, that you could only taina that the Tiltel made it Chaimetz when you didn't say L'mikvah. When you said L'mikvah, so you have to give me wine that will last through a Tiltel, that the Tiltel won't make it Chaimetz. When I said L'mikvah, if I don't have a taina L'yibayalach L'shuyeh, So there's no taina that tilta made in chaimitz. That also shows the wine was defective. The male of that gemara is tumei. You didn't say lemikva, and that's why you could taina that the tilta made in chaimitz. This gemara is saying you said lemikva, so you can't taina the tilta made in chaimitz. We need a lemikva. And we have the second shot of the riff that hagufa Shmuel that said chamer kain for the gavre shaver is the same as a beis bechanina that says kankanim lekech. It's the same thing. The kankanim lekech make it chaimitz. Shmuel's just being mechadish that can happen even within the 3 days. And you have Taisus second teretz over there. It's a fifth mahalach. Taisus and after tzadik vav in the second teretz says that you only say the tiltel made it chaimitz when it happened within the 3 days. Because then you have a kasha. How did it become chaimitz within 3 days? So rather than saying that you didn't test it well and questioning the way you tested it beforehand, you'll say, no, that the total made a chaimitz, and that's Zichr al-Kerach's fault. Mashen came when the chaimitz happened after 3 days, then fakir, then you say the wine was defective. In other words, if the chaimitz came because the wine was defective, it wouldn't come within 3 days. So if it came within 3 days, rather than saying that we missed diagnose the wine when we sold it, we'd say no, that the total made it chaimitz, and then that's the lekeach's problem. Mashenkin, once it's after 3 days, fakir, we don't assume the total made it chaimitz. Then, as long as it's been kanim the meicher, we say that the wine was defective mitchila. So, come this five mahalachim in the Rishonim. In the mahalach of the Rishbam, that Shmuel means mazel degavigarim, so Shmuel stims perfectly with the chiyu beis, if he doesn't stim with their beis bechanina. And Shmuel holds that there's no such thing as claiming the wine was defective. Mazel degavigarim, and Shmuel's just being mechadash, even within 3 days you could say that. And Rav could be spekanim de lekech, and Rav could stim with their beis bechanina. We have the mahalach that Shmuel means that the tiltel is gairim. So the shayla is, oi bazai, if Shmuel holds the tiltel is gairim, so how come a beis mechanina here says that bekanim de meicher? You say, ha charma kankanach, he said that the wine was defective. What happened to Shmuel's svar, the tiltel was gairim? So now there are three terutzim. One teretz the Balamar and the Ravid, that here we're talking about there was no tiltel. Shmuel's been mechadish that when there's tiltel is gairim. Here there was no tiltel. So mail the chilut in kanim de meicher and kanim de lekech. We have the mahalach and the rif, that when you say lemikva, you can't say the tiltel is gairim. Because there's a defect in the wine that the tiltel makes it chaimitz. That's also called a defect in the wine. And by lemikva, you can't say it. The only reason why you could say the tiltel is gairim is because you have the svarvli yibaylach l'shuye. And the reason why he needs that the tiltel is gairim is just to explain why it became chaimitz within 3 days. And you have the second teretz of Taisus that says you only say that the tiltel was gairim when it was within 3 days. Then you taila the chsarin on the tiltel rather than saying that you didn't check it well b'shas mechira. Mashenkin, when the chaimitz happened after 3 days, then you taila the chaimitz on the defect of the wine, as long as it's been kanim de meicher. Those are the three mahalchim had a shtim, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that says that ben kanim de meicher could say it's a mekach tais, with Shmuel that says that the tiltel was gairim, either there was no tiltel by our case, or when you say lemikvah, there's no excuse of the tiltel being gairim, or after 3 days, you're not tailored in the tiltel. And then the final pshat is that Shmuel gufa means kankanim de lekech. That's what Shmuel means, akat for the gavrishavar, that the kanim de lekech gairim, he fits perfectly with their base of Reb Chanina. You don't say that svar ben kanim de meicher. Shmuel dafka means when it's poured into the kanim de lekech. That's the only case Shmuel said chamer kaf for the gavrishavar, when it's poured in the kanim de lekech. Now Shmuel's mechadish that could happen even within the 3 days. But then Shmuel fits exactly like a beis mevchanina. Kankanim de meicher, he could always say it's a defect in the wine. Al kapanim when he says lemikva. And Shmuel was going on kankanim de lekeach. There Shmuel was saying that it's the lekeach's fault. And Shmuel's mechadish even within the 3 days. That's the sugya lefidei Rishonim. And now let's see the next Mishnah on Tzarechesem and Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamoicha makom mechaveir v'chein mekabel makom mechaveir lasis lebeis chasnus lebnoi beis almanus levitoi." Someone sells a place to his friend, or someone's mekabel a place from his friend to make for him a beis chasnus for his son or a beis almanus for his daughter. Rishbam explains, a beis chasnus is when you have a married child, so you make a small shed, a small hut next to your house that the married children should live there. That's a beis chasnus. A beis almanus levitoi is if someone's daughter Lailena becomes an almana and she comes back to her father's house. So you give her a private place, you give her a small house where she could live in privately. So Baina Arba Amis al Sheish, he builds it 4 amis by 6 amis. That's the minimum shear. Since he didn't specify a size, so he has a right to give him the space or to build the smallest house. The smallest base chasnus is a 4 by 6 amis house. The Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a refes bakar izu. Rabbi Shmuel says it's not a house. That's a refes bakar, that's a barn. Can't live in a barn. Then the Mishnah says, a reitz alasitz refes bakar baina dalan amis al sheish. Someone who wants to ask to make a barn is 4 amis and sheish. And some say that Rabbi Kiva didn't agree to that. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says a barn is 4 amis by 6 amis. So that would imply that a base chasnus is much bigger. That's one lash in the Gemara, Bishmal Kamala. And some say, no, Rabbi Kiva agreed. Yeah, a barn is taka 4 amis by 6 amis. That's true. That's the appropriate size to house the animals. But sometimes people also live in that size. Not a steer. Rabbi Kiva said it. And then the Mishnah goes on, Bayis katan sheish al ches, gadol ches al eser, a bayis katan is 6 by 8, a gadol is 8 by 10, traklin yud al yud, etc. So there's a machlekes Rishonim. If you say bayis and you don't specify anything, the Rishbam, and many Rishonim agree with him, the Ravid, the Rashba, Rabbi Yehuda, and many Rishonim agree with the Rishbam. And it says that bayis, since the Mishnah says a bayis katan is sheish al ches, that's what a bayis is. A house is 6 amis by 8 amis. The only time you can get away with 4 by 6 is when you say it's a base chasnus. But when you say a bayis, the smallest bayis is 6 by 8. A base chasnus is 4 by 6. A base chasnus is clearly just meant to be an adjunct to the house, just like a private room for the new couple or for the almana. But a bayis is a house. You live with a family. A bayis is going to be 6 by 8. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says when you say bayis stam, he could say, I mean a base chasnus. That's also called a bayis. I don't have to give you more than the smallest house, which is a base chasnus, which is 4 by 6. So what does it mean a bayis katan is 6 by 8? The Ramban says if he specifies that the bayis katan is latzma, he specifies it's a regular house. But unspecified house is 4 by 6. I'm also ashamed to say the Mishnah is not mashma that way, because the Mishnah should have said bayis latzma, or some specification in the bayis katan. So the Mishnah says a bayis chasnus is 4 by 6, a bayis katan is 6 by 8. And the Rishbam says, and most Rishonim hold this way, that a stam bayis is 6 by 8, only a bayis chasnus is a specific small house is 4 by 6. And their mind says, no, a stam bayis would be 4 by 6. If you mention it's a bayis liatzma, a bayis katan, then it's 6 by 8. But there's a third shita, the Rimagash, that holds that only Rabbi Shmuel holds that a bayis katan is 6 by 8. Rabbi Kiva that says that the bayis chasnus is 4 by 6, he holds all bayis is 4 by 6. Any stam bayis is 4 by 6. And the Mishnah that says bayis katan is 6 by 8 is dafka Rabbi Shmuel. The Rambam holds that way. The Rambam doesn't bring a shear of 6 by 8. The Rambam says that a bayis or a bayis chasnus is 4 by 6. A bayis gadol is 8 by 10. And also the shear of 6 by 8 is dafka Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Rashba is bothered. Bishleim, if you learn that Haraitz and Lassus Refis Baka Baina Dalamis Ashesh is Rabbi Shmuel. So it's one statement. Rabbi Shmuel and Refis Baka Rizu. Rabbi Shmuel says that a 4 by 6 is a Refis Baka. And Haraitz and Lassus Refis Baka Baina Dalamis Ashesh, right? Rabbi Shmuel is saying that a Refis Baka is 4 by 6. And then Rabbi Shmuel is continuing, and I hold a Bayis Katan, Ishesh al Ches. So Rabbi Kiva said a Bayis Chasis is 4 by 6, and that includes any Bayis Katan. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that's a refes bakar. A refes bakar is 4 by 6. And a bayis katan is 6 by 8. Then we can understand the machlokes. But if you learn like the Lashon, Rabbi Kiva was the one that said, a reitz alasis refes bakar bayin adal adamis al sheish. So then the Mishnah doesn't fit well. Rabbi Shmuel says, refes bakar hizu. Rabbi Kiva continues, ha reitz alasis refes bakar bayin adal adamis al sheish. That's a continuation of Rabbi Kiva. And then you say, bayis katan sheish al ches is Rabbi Shmuel again. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Kiva said a base chasnus is 4 by 6. Rabbi Shmuel interjected, Refes Bakar Hizu. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I write to Lassus Refes Bakar. I agree with you, it's 4 by 6, but so is the base chasnus. And then the next words is Rabbi Shmuel again. Doesn't shtim. So the Gayin in Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Echinami. The Rambam and the Rishayim that learned that Rabbi Shmuel that 6 by 8 is going like the Teretz, that Rabbi Shmuel Ketanila. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says that a Refes Bakar is 4 by 6. And they paskin like the Lishna Bastra, Kedarkam, but they always paskin like the Lishna Bastra. But the Ran, And other Rishayim say, no, when it says Rabbi Kiva Katani Lo, all it means is Rabbi Kiva agrees to him. Of course it's Rabbi Shmuel who's the one that's saying that. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Refes Baka Rizu, and the rights of license Refes Baka is Dal and Avav. All the Gemara means Rabbi Kiva Katani Lo means Rabbi Kiva agrees with him, fine. But Pam Adam writes a lot of Refes Baka. But it's really Rabbi Shmuel's statement. It's Rabbi Shmuel saying, Refes Baka Rizu, because you agree. Rights of license Refes Baka, Bain Adal and Amisal Sheish. So therefore, that can't be the din of Beis Chassis. Now, a Bayis Katan and a Beis Chassis is Sheish Al Ches. I'll go upon him the three sheetas. The Rishbam holds that a Stam Bayis is Sheish Al Ches. Only when you specify Beis Chassis, then you get Dalet Avav. The Ramban holds no, a Stam Bayis is Dalet Avav. If you specify a Bayis Katan Latzmai, then it's Sheish Al Ches. And the Rambam holds that Sheish Al Ches is Rabbi Shmuel. There's no chil between a Stam Bayis and a Beis Chassis. According to Rabbi Kiva, they're all Dalet Avav. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they're all Vav Al Ches. Now, the Rishayim are bothered by Akasha. We know in the Gemara Sukka Daf Gimel and other places in Shas that a bias is Dalet Al Dalet. What's this Mishnah saying? A bias is Dalet Al Vav. A bias is Vav Al Ches. We know a bias is Dalet Al Dalet. So Taisa seems to hold. He says, even for Chalukah Shutvim, when you have two Yershin that are Yershin in a house, And you're able to split the house dalet al dalet for each one. Taisus holds that no, I could say I don't live in dalet al dalet. Dalet al dalet is not livable. You can't split the house until you have vav al ches for each one. So lefi Taisus l'chayr, it sounds like dalet al dalet is only a sheer bias. L'gabi dini atayr, l'gabi mezuzah, l'gabi Michael, l'gabi nigei batim, l'gabi bateri chayma. Dalet al dalet is a sheer bias, but l'gabi all mekach u'memkar, no one lives in a house as dalet al dalet. Stam bayis u'mekach u'memkar would be vav al ches. But the Rishayim argue on Taisus. They say they understand the Gemara in Sukkah saying that for chalukas hashutvim, there's also a din dalet al dalet. If let's say two achim have a house, in order to be called kedei chaluka, if each one would have dalet al dalet, that's called yesh b'kedei chaluka. Either one could be chalukit. So what's the chiluk chalukas hashutvim and this case where rights to live in this lo bayis? So the Shita Mekabetzis brings from the Rivam that since you'd rather have a substandard house than to live together with someone. Since Dalet al Dalet is technically livable, that's why it's a house l'chol ha'ter kul l'gab mezuzah makkel. So a person would rather have a substandard house than to live together with someone. But it's mashma from the Rivam then that for everything aside for chalukas ha'shutfim, we're maskim that for mekach u'memkar, Dalet al Dalet is not going to be a house. But the Raja brings Rav Haigayin that if a guy says, Bayis mi batav ani meicher lach, where the din is, I say, I'm selling you one of my houses. So you could give him the leased house. He could give him a house as Dalet al Dalet, because Dalet al Dalet has a din house. So what's pshat when he says, Hameicha makal mechaveir, lasis le bayis di yini Dalet al Vav? Why isn't Dalet al Dalet also a house, or Vav al Ches? So the Ritva explains that when you have an existing house, Dalet al Dalet is livable. When you want to make a new house, no one will make a house as Dalet al Dalet. So it's not like I'll be all mekach u'memkar, you need vav al ches. If someone says, bayis im batav ani meichlach, Dalet al Dalet is good enough. When someone's building a house, then you have to build a house, the smallest house you could build is vav al ches. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, l'amu l'misne beis chasas l'bnai, beis almanas l'bitai, listen to beis chasas l'bnai l'bitai, beis almanas l'bnai l'bitai. Why does the Mishnah say that the beis chasnas, the house for the young couple is for his son, and the beis almanis, the house for the widowed child, is for his daughter? Why can't the young couple be his daughter and the son-in-law, and the widowed child be perhaps his son? If his son's wife died, he'll come back to live with his parents. So the Gemara says, Milsag of Urcha Kamashmon, Deleidaka, Dechasna, Lemay, Debechamaya. It wants to tell you a chiddish, Agav Urcha, that's not the derech for his son-in-law to live by his father-in-law, and the Rishbam explains. So therefore, you don't make a house, a beis chasnas, for your daughter, because then your son-in-law is going to live by his in-laws. Son-in-law shouldn't be living by his in-laws. And also, the beis almanus, you'd make specifically for your daughter, because the young couple, if they don't have their own house, they're going to be living by the son's, the husband's parents. So therefore, if one of the couple dies, when the wife dies, the son's going to stay where he is, because he's by his parents. When the husband dies, that's when the daughter is not going to stay by her former in-laws. She's going to go back to her parents, and she needs a beis almanus. So I have a kasha. I didn't see this kasha anywhere, but I want to say this kasha, my own kasha, to shtelevek the sugya. Here the Gemara says the lashon lav darik lechas lemeid bechamaya. It's not the derech. It's not derech eretz. And the Gemara brings the raif and Sefer ben Sira, and Sefer ben Sira it says kal misubin chasen adar beveis chamav. So it doesn't sound like there's any iser. It doesn't sound like there's any iser derabanan. If it's an iser derabanan, you don't use the lashon lav darka, and you don't quote ben Sira, which is telling you different midas and derech eretz, like Arich Machnes Arich and Meshiv Dovah B'Terem Yishma, which is not an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's just not good Midas. But there's a Gemara in Kedushin Af Yud Beis Amid Beis that the Gemara says, Rav Mingin Al Chosin Adar Beis Chamay. Rav gave Malkus for that. Vaisteis, it's that Malkus is Marcus Mardis, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So how come the Gemara in Kedushin Yud Beis Amid Beis says, Rav Mingin on the Chosin Adar Beis Chamay, which sounds like it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. And this Gemara says that it's not derech eretz. It sounds like there's no iser. It's just a lack of derech eretz. And Agamar doesn't shtel tzu rav. That's my kasha. So I think the teretz is like this. Taisus over there says that we don't pasuk like rav. Because the Gemara there says that Naradoi was only mingid aman the kaddish v'shuka. Rav said 13 different things when he gave malchus on, and Naradoi was only gave malchus aman the kaddish v'shuka. Taisus, we don't pasuk like rav. So very good, the Taisus, we don't pass like Rav. We hold there's no Issa D'Rabbanan. That's what Taisus al Zeh, same that we do. The Chasin does live Chamai. So Agamar is saying, even though we don't pass like Rav, Ikir Adin, but Al Kapanim, there is a Chsar and Derech Eretz. That's what this Gemara is saying. Now there's various other reasons why, and we're going to explain this very soon, why Lamaisa, the Minig in Klai Yisrael, from the times of Rishayim and also the times in Achrayim, that the son-in-law did live by the father-in-law's house. We're going to give various answers. So I think the pshat's like this, that Agamar is talking about a case where you don't have an Issa Mikra, then even if you're there is an Issa, but there's a different Ifanim when it becomes Mutter. And Agamar is saying, even the Ifanim that is Mutter, you still have the lack of Derech Eretz. Lamashal, like we're going to explain, the Taisus Riyazakin there on the side of the Gemara in Kedushin Beis Mabeis says that the case of Achas and Darbe Chamui was that they're only in Arusa. They're only in Arusa. They didn't have Nisuin yet. They're only Arusin. So he's living in the house of his Kala. The only Arusin. So that's Aser. Kala b'loi bracha asur kabal l'kanida. Now Agamar is mefurish that they're married, because the Gemara says beis chasnus. Beis chasnus means they're married. The Teretz is good. That Gemara means an Isser. And the Isser, according to Teretz Yizakin, is dafka by an Arusa. And this Gemara means lat derech eretz. And that applies even to a Nisuin. Or the Asagis HaRaivit says that the Isser is only when you don't have a Cheder Meyuchad. It's only when you don't have a separate room. When you have a separate room, there's no Isser. Now this Gemara is Mefurish that there's a separate room. It's a base chasnas. It's a separate house. It's a separate shed. How does this Gemara stim with the Raivit? Taisus is Fakert. This Gemara is not saying it's Aser. This Gemara is saying it's not Derech Eretz. So when you have a separate room, it's not Aser. But this Gemara is saying there's a lack of Derech Eretz. Adarab, I think it's a good Teretz in the Magen Mishnah's Kasha. The Magen Mishnah asks on the Raya, he says, there's no Raya for Shas to this. This would be a good Raya. Because since this Gemara says that a base chasnas is a lack of Derech Eretz, Vaisleis is not Asa, because it says Lav Darka, and it doesn't bring Rav Mingud, it brings Ben Sira. Elamai, the Raya understands this Gemara, that when you have a separate room, it's not Asa, it's just a lack of Derech Eretz. So there, Me'atzarech, whatever it is, might be totally in each individual what the Shekel is. Now, on the topic of Rav Mingid on Chasin D'Dar Bechamay, like we said, Gemara and Kedushin Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis, there's a few pshatim in the Gemara. I think four pshatim in the Rishayim. This is how I'm going to learn. What's the pshat in the Gemara, why it's us, and what the parameters of the Isser are. Rashi says, L'chasin D'Dar Bechamay there in Kedushin, Shemi Yikashalba, Shistam Chamay Sehevis Es Chasna, that the Isser is a chshash of znus. So that's one Isser. And Rashi is saying there's an Isser of Chasna Dor Bechamay, there's a Chshash of Znus, Shemi Yikashalba. Now Taisus, like I mentioned, says that we're Saimach, what's the pshat that today we're knowing that the Chasna does the Dor Bechamay? He said, we're Saimach and Ardai, and Ardai says that Rav was Loi Mingin, only a Makadah should be a B'lei Shaduchi. Now it's a Shmissel Shver, that pshat, because like the Gayan asks, and Evan Ezra, Simon Chavav, the B'Agra asks, L'chayr, he doesn't mean that it's mutter. A lot of the other things are clearly things that are usr. The only question is, does he get malchus for it? Is it din malchus mardus? To say that Nardai means that this thing is mutter is a big chiddush. So Taisa says another time, and even if he held it's aser, but since the reason why they're doing it is because they need free rent, so there's a chacha that they're not living there because of the mavimur, they're living it because of the tavis they get, the free rent that they get. So mamel, that's why it's mutter. In fact, that's Ms. Yosef. If you know it, there's no such thing you can be even isa der abundant because you need free rent. Zak that's Ms. Yosef. Isis Taisis doesn't hold that that there's a serious shashemi kashuba like Rashi says. He also no such shash. The mice said they're not going to be miyachid together. There's no shashemi kashuba. The shash is there's a lazus of saying. People think that the reason why he's living there is because he's being nixed with his mother-in-law. So if you have a chacha, people live there because they need the free rent. So it's a chacha, that's not the reason why he's living there. That's why it's not nichlal and rav's iser. So kundai's two timing for the iser. You have Rashi's time shemi kashuba. You have Taisa's time. The way that's Ms. Yosef learns, it's a chash, it's a las. People think he's living there because of his mother-in-law. Now the Rambam, Menuchas Asuri Bia, Perichav Aleph, Halachates Vav, he says, V'chein asu hachamal ishi yadu beis chamav, shizu azas panim hi. He says it's azus panim. It's not mashmitz because he might be nichshol with his chamaisai. What is the pshat in the Rambam? It's azus panim. So Pashi pshat is like this. The Rambam puts it together with right before that the Rambam brings achsenoi asu betashu shemit dat shiachzul lebeisai. V'chein asu hachamim al ish yadu beis chamav shu azus panim hi. And then he says, well, you can't see me lemerchatz. It's mashmitz because it's achsenoi in privacy. Like an achsenoi, which is asu betashu shemita. And like going together with Beis HaMerchatz, which there is a shaila, the problem of Ihurim that will come. Now, particularly by close family, there's less privacy with the marriage affairs. So that's a third time. Rashi's time, Shem Yikasha B'chamayse. Taisa's time is because people think he's living there because he wants to live with his mother-in-law. And the Rambam is saying, Stam, it's an Azaz Pam, it's chasarin in the privacy, chasarin in the tznias. The Raivadai Fadai says, Im Yichel Beis Mishkav Mutter, V'chein Achsenoi. The Barchsenoi and Bechasim Dor Beischamav, it's mutter if the Miachad Abayis for them, because then there's no Ksar in the privacy. Like I'm Barchsenoi, this hat is brought down in Simon Reish Mem. And a private room makes it mutter because there's no Ksar in the privacy. So that's what the Rambam is mashma. If they're all in the same room, even if they have curtains of Kadayma, but there's an Azaz Pam, there's a Ksar in Tzni, it's a Ksar in the privacy. And then we have the Taisus Riyazakin, which also the Sheet and Leid Lami says in Kedushin, that we're talking about Dafkan Arisa. And it's a Ksar mitzad the couple, that the couple can't be together, they can't live in the same house yet because they're not married yet. It's an arusa. Those are the four pshatim in the Rishonim and the Isra of Chasin Adar Beis Chamai. It's like we said, the minig was to be matter. It's interesting, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this din anywhere. The tamim to be matter, Taisa says one time we don't pass on like Rav, we pass on like Adar. We mentioned it's a little bit shver because Adar just says you don't get malchus, he doesn't say that it's mutter, but that's how Taisa learned, that Adar holds it's mutter, the Rosh also says that. Another time Taisa says is because it's a chacha, he's not doing it for his mother-in-law, and that's lefi the time that it's a las. The other time is the Raivin, that you have a chayda miyuchad, it's mutter, and that's lefi the Rambam's time of Azus. And of course, lefi the Taisa's Riyazakin's time, it's tafka by Nerusa, by Nesu, it's mutter. But that's what I was saying before, that according to all these atayim, our Gemara, which is not talking about Arusa, and is talking about a chayda miyuchad, and it's going la lacha, it's still telling you that there is a chsar in derech eretz, there is a lav erech ara. It's not an iser, so if necessary, you do it. I was just telling you, it's lav erech ara. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, Rumai kachatzi arka kachatzi rachpai. That means all these cases where you have to build a house, how high does the house have to be? So the Mishnah says, however the house is, the length and the width, you add the length to the width, and then half of that is the height. L'mashul, the base chasnus, which is 4 by 6, so 4 plus 6 is 10, so the height is 5 amis. And the base kadal, which is 6 by 8, 6 plus 8 is 14, so the height is 7 amis. The base kadal, which is 8 by 10, 10 plus 8 is 18, so the height is 9 amis. And the Gemara says, Rai l'davar, Reb Shimon Gamliel, oyma kebinyan ahecho. And the Gemara is tup shatim, if Reb Shimon Gamliel was the one that said the Rai l'davar, and the Rai l'davar, he said, is kebinyan ahecho, the hechel, the part of the hechel, which was the outside of the hechel, not the kodesh kedushin, the kodesh itself. So there, the length is 40 amis, the width is 20 amis, 40 plus 20 is 60. So half of that is 30, and that was indeed the height, 30 amis. So you see by the hechel that the height is half of the length plus the width. And there's a shalaj of Shimon Gamliel saying that, or fakir, the Tanakhama said it, and Shimon Gamliel was bothered they should do kibinyan hechel. Now the Taisus Yantav asked the kasha that there was a difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni in regard to the height. The Bayis Rishon, Taka the Pasuk says, the height was 30 amos. The Bayis Sheni, while the length and width were the same, it was 60 amos the length of the entire building, 40 amos for the Hechel, 20 amos for the Kodesh Kadosh, and that was the same in the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And the width was also the same, 20 amos in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, but the height was different. The height of the Bayis Rishon was 30 amos. The height of the Bayis Sheni was 40 amos, like it says in Masechtas Midos. So why do we learn from the Bayis Rishon, from the Hechel, that the height is half of the length and the width, but the Bayis Sheni was actually two-thirds of the length plus the width. The length and the width was the same 60, and it was 40, so it's two-thirds. So why do we learn from the Bayis Sheni that it has to be two-thirds of the length plus the width? So Taisi Yantav says, since you have two Beis HaMikdashes, you have the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, so you learn it from the smaller one, because you had Balashtar al-Tachtena. You can only be Mechayiv in the smaller one, which is half of the length and the width. I was clarifying myself that the Mishkan, you find, was actually even smaller. Because the Mishkan, the length of the Kodesh was 20 amos, and the width was 10 amos, 20 plus 10 is 30, and the height was only 10 amos, the height was only a third of the length plus the width. So if you're doing this small, why don't you use the Mishkan? But I think the Teretz is Pasha, the Mishkan wasn't a bias, the Mishkan was an ayel. We're talking about a bias. The Beis HaMikdash was a bias. A bias, you can learn from the Beis HaMikdash. You can't learn from the Mishkan, the Mishkan's an ayel. Now, by Emerson, you can ask another kasha, that the Kodesh Kadoshim in the Bayis Rishon, the Gemara's Mavura was also 30 amos high. The Gemara here explains that the Pasuk says that the Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amos high, we're going Misvas Kruvim Ulamala, and the Kodesh Kadoshim, the length and the width was 20 and 20. So there, the height was 3/4 of the length plus the width. And Mustami, you could say the same Teretz of the Taisus Yantif, about the Sish Shinuyim, the Hechel of the Bayis Rishon, the length was half. The height, I mean, was half of the length and the width. By the Bayis Sheni, the Hechel, the height was 2/3. By the Kodesh Kadoshim, even of the Bayis Rishon, the height was 3/4. You go bus at a smaller share, because you had Balashtar al Tachtaina. But there's a Pirush HaGra on the Mishnais, it's in the Mishnais, a Pirush HaGra on the Mishnah, that he's bothered. But why do we have all these different shurim? Why by Bayis Sheni did they make it higher than Bayis Rishon? And why by the Kodesh Kadosh did they make it higher by the Hechel? And Mimonim Shach, if the Pshat is that the height has a specific reason, whatever the reason might be, so how do we learn out from that to the Din Lagabi, the Din Bayis, Lagabi, the Chesh HaMishpat here? The guy with the Hilchus Mechira, you see there wasn't any consistency in the Beis HaMikdash between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni and the Kodesh Kadoshim. So what's Pshat? And also he wants to answer another Kasha, Tosfos Kasha and Rashi and Nach. Rashi and Avi, in the Pasuk the Gemara brings down, and this is Lufnei Advir, Esrim Amarech, Esrim Amarech, Esrim Amakamasai. Rashi says that the Dvir, the Kodesh Kadoshim, was shorter, smaller than the Hechel. The roof was lower than the roof of the Hechel. The roof of the Hechel was 30 amos. The roof of the Kodesh Kadoshim was only 20 amos. And Taisus asks the Kasha, he says, V'layayin kan? Here it says that no, the roof was exactly the same height. But the 20 amos is Misras Kruvim Ulamalo. So Zag the Gayin Agval the Gavart. Zag the Gayin that there was a chilip between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. It's Mavur that way. The fifth parak of Yuma and Daf Nandalan, it's Mavur, that the Bayis Rishon had a door between the Hechel and the Kodesh Kadoshim. That an Amma, a wall, that was an Amma, and there was a door. Now, Shankin, by Bayis Sheni, there wasn't any wall or a door, there was just a Pareches. So, Zogta Gai Mimela, everything's Meduik perfectly. By the Bayis Rishon, there were two rooms, there were two places, two Batim. You had the Kodesh, you had the Hechel. The Hechel was 40 amos long, 20 amos wide, so together 40 plus 20 is 60, so the height is half of the length and the width, so it's 30. And the Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amos long, 20 amos wide, that's 40, and the height is half of that, is 20. But by a Sheni, it's one big room. All there was a Pareches. You didn't have a wall and a door and Amitraxin. So Melevi, about this one big room, you measure it all together. The length of the room is 60 amos. The Kodesh is 40. The Kaddish Hashem is 20, Sachakol, it's 60 Amis. The width is 20. 60 plus 20 is 80. So Mamela, the height was 40. Exactly half of the length and the width. So both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was half of the length and the width. And the Heichel and the Kaddish Hashem are that way. But Bayis Rishon, there were two rooms. So the Heichel was 40 long, 20 wide. That makes 60, so it's 30 high. The Kaddish Kedashim was 20 long, 20 wide. That makes 40, so it's 20 high. And Bayis Sheni was one big room, which was 60 long and 20 wide. That's 80, so it's 40 high. And Mel, that also answers Rashi. Because the Gemara that says that the 20 Amis was Misras Kufim Amala is dafka like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds you can't bring a raya from the Heichel. Because he holds the Heichel, there's no din to etzim of having the height being half of the length plus the width. So Mela, everything had a different height. The Kodesh happened to be half, the length was half. The Kodesh Kedoshim was 3/4. And Bayis Sheni was what it was. Because he says you can't learn from the Heichel. So Mela, according to him, he would learn the Psukim that the 20 Amis, the Kodesh Kedoshim has the same height as the Heichel. And the 20 Amis is Misras Kruvim Ulamala. But Rashi and Nach learns the Psukim like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that everything has to be the half, the height being half of the length plus the width. So Mel, the Kaddish Kedashim also was 20 Amis high. That's half of the length and the width of the Kaddish Kedashim. Dash Tate Nagai Nagvalda Gibshad. Now, Avahara, the Gemara earlier in the first parak, here above Basra and Nav Gimel, the Gain seems to learn that the reason why they made the Bayis Sheni higher was since they didn't have an Amitraxin. So it's all one big room. And there's a din. The room has to be Kachatzi Archa, Kachatzi Rachbay. So that's why they made the Bayis Sheni higher. But the Gemara Lehi Dav Gimel says the opposite. The Gemara asks Akasha, why didn't they have an Amitraxin in the Bayis Sheni? And the Gemara says, because it's too tall. With an Amit thickness of a wall, you can't make it so tall. And why was it taller? Because it says, God Aliyah, Bakvaita Bayis is Achri, God the Minarishain. And one shot was Bekaima. So that's why they had to make it higher. And once they made it higher, they couldn't make a wall anymore because it wouldn't stay. And the Gemara asked, why didn't they make the wall as high as they could and make the rest of Parechas? So it says, Gemiri. Either it's all a stone wall or all the Parechas. But the Chayyid, the Gemara says, Vakay from the Gain. The Gemara says, Be'etzim, they had to make it higher. That was what the Navi said, God liya kvayda bayis hazeh achron yaitzim in erishen. And because of that, they couldn't make an Amitraxin. Lefi the Gain, it's Vakay. Lefi the Gain, the din is to make the Rumai kachatzi archa kachatzi rachbay. And since they didn't have an Amitraxin, so it became one big room. So that's why they had to make it taller. But Sarachian, maybe the Gain's going to Gagamar, and that Gemara is a different pshat. Al-Kabbanim, that's the Gain's pshat.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.